Supporting those experiencing domestic abuse is an uphill battle, especially during a pandemic where the majority of us are being encouraged to stay home as much as possible.
Whether or not the calls are happening, we know that it's still occurring, and so sometimes it can just be more difficult for somebody to get access to a phone.
That's Ali B of Family Resources in the Quad Cities. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, August 19th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria Symphony Orchestra is taking an innovative approach to their 123rd season this year, which includes access to performances through a partnership with WTVP. PSO Music Director George DeLudo is excited about how the season is coming together.
I'm just proud that this kind of collaborative effort between ourselves, WTVP, we're recording these out at Grace Presbyterian, where they have this high definition technology and five cameras, and everybody has seemed to come together and say, okay, let's do this.
The concerts will be broadcast on WTVP's Create channel, and the 123rd season will kick off on September 26th with the four seasons featuring violinist Charles Yang. Saludo says they did consider the challenge of an engaging performance without a live audience and with a scaled-down socially distant orchestra as they adapted their season.
So the excitement of Vivaldi's Four Seasons with Charles Yang was just like, oh, well, that seems like a natural solution.
Saludo says the PSO is developing some online elements surrounding Yang's performance, and there will be a full-color book for the season as well.
We're not going to not bring the arts to you. We are committed to doing it, and we have found this way, and I hope that it could become an example.
Find more on the 123rd season of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra at WCBU.org. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Local health officials reported 104 new confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Tri-County area on Monday. The total for the region stands at 2,934. No new deaths were reported. Peoria County added 51 new cases, while Tazewell County increased by 40. The East Peoria City Council has given the go-ahead for a riverfront mid-rise apartment complex. And the Illinois State Board of Elections has upheld the nominating petitions of nine Libertarian candidates running for offices in Peoria and Tazewell counties. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The coronavirus pandemic and lockdown have unintended consequences, and that includes changes in the safety and support networks of many victims of domestic violence. Michelle O'Neill has more.
The Rock Island County Sheriff reports no significant change in the number of domestic violence calls from the first part of the year compared to March and April. That's when many people started staying home or began working from home. Janet Wolf, founder of Grow Ministries, based in Cambridge, says requests for help jumped 75%.
And the reason is not necessarily because of domestic violence. It's because the pandemic had people being sent out of the jails and prisons, because I'll never understand, if somebody was in there when the pandemic broke out, why not leave them in there instead of make them go out? I don't get it. But they were putting people out all the time. And so I was getting calls, still am, from jails, prisons, the police, saying, hey, we got to let this person go. Have you got a bed?
Jennifer Hill from Christian Cares Rescue Mission in Rock Island says domestic abuse is also affecting men during the pandemic.
We have had young males that have come in that have been in abusive homes and relationships. And we recently just have a success story of a young gentleman in his early 20s who was in that situation and was at a hospital seeking help. And a nurse there pointed him in our direction. He came here and had residence for a few months and now is qualifying for, he just signed a lease on an apartment. He found a job and he's got an apartment. So he's come full circle.
Allie B. is the Survivor Services Supervisor at Family Resources in the Quad Cities.
I have our outcall numbers. Our outcalls are when individuals report to a hospital or a police station. And those since January have stayed pretty consistent between 14 and 16. We did see a jump up in June to 23. But what we're seeing survivors identify is that they just have additional barriers that may be isolation from their family or friends if they're not able to go out and get that support because it's not safe due to the virus. Or they may have lost hours or been let go from their jobs just because their businesses are dealing with that. So then they are not having access to the finances that they would normally have.
Family Resources has switched to virtual counseling and help for clients dealing with domestic violence. But Allie B. says staff members continue to provide in-person service when needed.
Whether or not the calls are happening, we know that it's still occurring. And so sometimes it can just be more difficult for somebody to get access to a phone, you know, if they may be stuck at home with an abuser, person who's doing them harm. We know that it's still occurring, and that's why it's so important for people to know that we are still available 24/7 to provide those services. And some of it may be virtually, or we do the emergency response to courthouses, police stations, and hospitals to best provide people with the services that they need in a way that's safe for everybody.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Help is available in Central Illinois from the Center for Prevention of Abuse. Their crisis hotline can be reached at 1-800-559-SAFE. Before we let you go, Creative Arts Discovery Club, ages 5 to 9 and 10 to 14, is happening tonight at the Peoria Art Guild, and Open Mic Comedy Night is happening tonight at the Jukebox Comedy Club. Social distancing enforced and masks required at these events. Find more on their websites. There's also a virtual event tonight, Folk Instruments of Early Illinois, featuring Mike Anderson, the Dulcimer Guy. You'll hear a conversation about folk instruments with musical demonstrations as part of the Looking for Lincoln Conversation series. Find the event and details on their Facebook page. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.